back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
Now that we're finally graduating, I'm thinking back on everything we've done. God, what a waste of time that was.
This was like the longest 5 years of my life.
I'm gonna do like nothing, like all summer.
I'm going to Disney World, dude.
I'm gonna party.
I'm gonna miss you so much, Donna.
Shut up, Cindy. You gave me headlights.
Soon we all get together for the very last time. Some of the girls begin to hug and cry. I really hate these caps and gowns. We all look like a bunch of freaking clowns. The principal said our futures look bright, but I was still thinking about the party last night. Teachers all said I wouldn't go far. They should have seen me in the back of Billy's car. There are some things I'll never forget. The marching band where I got stuck with clarinet. Sneaking off to smoke cigarettes. Meatloaf served by ladies in hairnets. All the books they think I read. Without the cliff notes, I would have been dead. And I really dreaded gym class. And how the locker room always smelled like ass.
I just gotta get out of here.
As we walk on, I remember I won't be here next September. I see my parents, they are waving. I will wipe out their college savings. As we leave here, I am nervous as I think of all they learned us. No more high school. No more rules, no more hanging with all you tools.
When I think about the future, what was the question again?
Now finally I can wear whatever I want. I'm gonna be like such a hoe.
I'll always come back to see my friends. Give me a hug.
Who are you? Get away from me.
And you need to work off that $100,000 school debt and get out of mom and dad's basement. So, congratulations to the class of 2016. Any advice for these people? Really? Area code 415-808-0810. Everybody's graduating. And, you know, it's a funny thing. I read about the caps and the gowns thing. A lot of schools are not allowing you to throw the caps anymore because too many people get hurt. So, they promised to just CGI it in the videos. Even that's fake. 808-0810. Advice for the class of 2016. Because if you, I'll tell you what, if you were listening or read anything about Elon Musk, the man in the Matrix yesterday, he was talking about the fact that we may be in the Matrix. That's right. We could be in the Matrix right now.
You wanted to know what the Matrix is, didn't you?
This isn't real.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. This is the world that you know.
Yesterday, Elon Musk has said that there is only one in billions chance that we're not living in computer simulation right now. Oh, this is deep, but it's so much fun. So I'm going to be reading this because it's his words. They are his words, and I want you to hear them. Our lives are almost certainly being conducted within an AI, an artificial world powered by AI and highly powered computers like in the Matrix. And he suggested this yesterday at the tech conference, I guess here in the city, but they're saying California. Does it really matter? But he says, under any rate of advancement in AI, we will be left behind by a lot. The benign situation with ultra-intelligent AI is that we would be so far below in intelligence, we'd be like a pet or a house cat. And I don't like the idea of being a house cat. The solution seems maybe the best one is to have an AI layer, a third digital layer that could work symbiotically with your brain. And scientists have already begun to work on the neural lace, successfully testing the concept with mice by injecting them with a device. They believe it could be used for monitoring the brain to fight diseases or to improve cognitive power. But the strongest argument for us probably being in simulation, he says, is the following. 40 years ago, we had Pong, two rectangles and a dot. That's where we were. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations with millions of people playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year. And soon we'll have virtual reality, and we'll have augmented reality. So if you assume any rate of improvement at all, then the games will become indistinguishable from reality, just indistinguishable. He said that even if the speed of those advancements dropped by 1,000, we would still be moving forward at an intense speed relative to the age of life. Since that would lead to games that would be indistinguishable, again, I'm having trouble with that word, from reality that could be played anywhere, it would seem to follow that the odds were basically one in billions. Ask whether he was saying that the answer to the question of whether we are in a simulated computer game was yes. And the answer is probably. He said, arguably, we should hope that it's true that we are living in simulation. Otherwise, if civilization stops advancing, then that may be due to some calamitous event that stops civilization. He said that we will either make simulations that we can't tell apart from the real world, or civilization will cease to exist. That's amazing.
That's pretty heavy.
It's deep, and it's really good.
So we are in the future.
You don't know. Well, this could all be simulation.
Oh.
808-0810. What do you think about Mr. Musk? I mean, if you think about the advancement, just what he said 40 years ago, it was, you know, two dots and a pong, and look where we are now. You know, virtual reality. It's such deep thinking. I just couldn't stop thinking about it last night. I think, you know what? What if he's right? This is all simulation. And everything that we do is already, it's already mapped out. Okay. It's kind of freaky, isn't it? It's kind of heavy. 808-0810 is the number. And we've got, by the way, Joe Tobin, our comedian friend, is going to be hanging out with us in a few minutes. Oh, we have the people that want to talk about AI and Elon Musk. I just want a Tesla. But I'm fine. I don't know if that's in my simulation or not. Nick from San Jose, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Drex?
Good, great.
Good. Hey, you were asking for advice for the kids graduating today, and it kind of took me back to the movie The Graduate and that one word of advice that the guy had for the kid in that movie. Oh, it's a little different today. For me, I think what kids need to look at and invest in today is ammunition. The way the world's headed right now, I think our new currency is going to be ammunition.
Well, a lot of the country would agree with you. Yes, the sales of guns are through the roof with what's going on with, the Trump people. And I don't necessarily disagree with you. I don't know if that's part of
the
simulation.
It's crazy out here.
It is. And let's hope it doesn't erode any further, but I'm afraid that it will. I mean, that's kind of a sad thing.
And I'm not advocating for it, but I got to tell you, I think it's sage advice.
Well, I hate to look at it like that, but you may be right. But thank you very much. So, yeah, class of 2016 graduating. Any advice to these young people? I mean, you know, I was thinking about what Elon Musk had to say. Boy, oh boy, if you're not on top of tech and current technology and moving forward in that direction and thinking the way that man is, you're missing the train or you're missing SpaceX. You're missing that rocket to Mars, don't you think? 808-0810 is the number. Outside, since the sun's going down, we're now broadcasting live all over the northwestern continent of North America. And you can call us at 415-808-0810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Grant.
Superstar, kick down the door. Got the money in the bills, and I'm also so humble. I'm so humble. I'm so humble.
This is from the movie Pop Star, which got great reviews from Tim Sika. I guess it's the go see a movie this weekend. All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Lisa in Gilroy, good evening.
Good evening, Drex.
Hi, Lisa.
I think Elon Musk is trolling the credulous with his Matrix statement.
Well, so his thoughts of our lives are almost certainly being conducted within an artificial world powered by AI and highly powered computers like the Matrix. You think so?
I don't. I can tell you multiple reasons why I don't think that. One of them is just the expanse of the universe and how much stuff there is in it and how much more stuff you would need to try to compute that instead of just having it sort of computing itself. And I also think that his statements about virtual reality are limited because we're ending a progression that has been known as Moore's Law. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. I'm sure a lot of listeners are. Moore's Law is this idea that the number of transistors that you can put in a computer chip doubles every couple of years, or, you know, the time span varies a little bit, but it's a pretty short period of time.
Right, right. I knew what that was. I didn't know what the term was, yes. So I know what you're talking about.
So anyway, the technology that we use for our computer chips, for our transistors, is something called a MOSFET, and it doesn't really matter necessarily what that means. But it's sort of like if you have like two water pipes in parallel with a valve in the middle that's called a gate, okay? And the distance between those two pipes is something that it's a critical dimension. Doesn't matter what it's called. But we're getting to the point now where those two pipes, which is controlled by the gate, the water flow controlled by the gate, are getting so close together that you can't build the valve between it without it leaking. So you've got like electrons running through as if it was water in one pipe, and then the way that you make signals for your transistor is you open and shut the valve to run those electrons into the other pipe as if, you know, like water, using the analogy. And what's happening is that now that these line widths are getting so small, these equivalents of pipes are getting so close together that you can't build a valve that won't leak. And that's inherent in the physics of the electrons. So it doesn't matter what you build them out of. Once you get down to a certain size, you can't build them any smaller. And so unless we, you know, once we max out the MOSFET technology, we would have to come up with a new technology using a completely different kind of physics to get more computing power in the same space.
But what if Musk were right that we're not controlling any of it? Some other form of AI is controlling all of it.
Well, I'm an engineer, as you probably have guessed.
Yes.
And I'm pretty broadly educated, and I think that there's so many layers of it's like one of those Russian dolls. You can make up a bigger layer if you want to, but there's nothing in the universe that suggests that that's essential to the function of the universe. And one of the things that seems to be pretty valid in most of the science we experience is the Occam's razor idea that the simplest explanation is usually the right one. So it's like we don't need another layer on the outside of our universe to explain it like a Russian doll. It doesn't have to be a bigger universe on the outside. Now, there are some theories in physics which are untestable theories, so they may as well be fairy tales, about having, you know, multiple parallel universes and things of that nature. But that's a little bit different than saying that this universe is controlled by some outside mechanism that makes this universe run. And the reason that we exist in this universe is that this is the universe in which we can't exist. If there were some other universe and its rules of physics were different, then we wouldn't exist. We don't exist there because the rules in that universe don't result in us existing. So, you know, it's not like the universe was made for us. It's like we're part of the universe. But anyway, I think that he's trying a little bit to flatter the software and the computing community with his comments about, you know, AI approaching reality. And I also think that, he's good at what he knows, but I think that there are there's evidence out there farther in the universe that kind of doesn't really kind of shoot down his hypothesis.
Well, the quantum physics thing, and he definitely is pushing the envelope with all of this stuff. But, you know, some of the stuff that he talks about, things being indistinguishable from reality, it's pretty mind-boggling. It catches a lot of people's attention. It certainly caught
mine. Right, well, you know, and you know, I think that there's value in having the thought experiment, thinking about it. And considering, well, what would make that true? What would make that false? Looking around the universe to find evidence to prove or refute, you know, the assertion. You know, especially if you're not that familiar with science, then those are probably good exercises and things that you can have a lot of fun with. I just have a lot of training that just makes me feel like it is kind of stringing people along a little bit and having some fun that way.
Right. Well, it's definitely clickbait when the headline is "Become Cyborgs or Risk Humans Being Turned into Robot Pets."
Right.
Yes. I mean, we can agree on that academically, I'm sure. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's all I had to say. So.
That was a fantastic call. I loved it. Thank you very much. Call anytime.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great weekend. All right. Because it really was scary. We were just talking about it during the break. It's like, Drex, this is very disturbing. But if you think about the advancements that have been made in technology, tech-wise, in the last 40 years, it is very, very powerful. But I agree with a lot of things that Lisa said. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back. And Joe Tobin on his way in here, and we're going to have some fun. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. And with a look at traffic, here's Lee.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On the next generation of KGOA 10.
Finest girl I ever met in my whole life. Want to take her home, make her my wife. Knew she was a freak when she started talking. She said, me like we been lying.
All right, this is from the movie The Pop Star, Never Stop Stopping, which is about a former boy band member who's desperate to stay relevant after his latest solo album flops. Sarah Silverman is his publicist, and rest of those, it's like SNL movie. Sarah and Tim Meadows, Maya Rudolph, got a great review. And it sounds like, Karen, you're in love with the soundtrack. You just need to go see the movie. All right. Joe Tobin's in the house, everybody.
Hey, Drex. Yeah, Karen is digging on the pop star eclipse. Could not wait. We're laughing now at it. I heard that got a good review in the previous.
It did. We just spent the last half hour talking quantum physics, and that was a great call from Lisa and Gilroy. That's correcting Elon Musk.
Really?
Yeah, setting him straight.
Now, what was on what? Setting him straight on what?
Well, we're all in AI. We're all living in computer simulation.
Intelligence, right?
Yeah. He's saying that's happening now already?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
That's his theory. Oh. I'm intrigued.
Well,
but she shot it down.
She
was a professor. Yeah, she was an engineer.
I think it says a lot about the theory that people actually have to shoot it down.
What?
You're like, well, hang on a second. Yeah, no. Let me just
my program does not agree with that.
If anybody would know, I feel
my algorithms are not adjusted to correlate with your.
Well, you know what freaks me out about the whole thing is where he talks about the advances that in just the past 40 years, where if you just think about Pong 40 years ago to where we are now. And she was talking about computer chips and the technology, how it flows and how it works out. I don't know. It was very technical,
but
it was a
great
call.
I'm going to get the number wrong, but like. The speed with which like processing speed doubles, it's like a matter of like a couple of weeks.
She was just talking
like
about that.
Crazy, man.
But she wasn't buying the we're living in computer simulation. But does anybody know?
Well, again, I'm saying if anybody would know,
I don't think that any of us would know.
No,
I would. Whoever's doing it out there in the universe,
possibly
would,
Elon.
Use your line. What do I want? What do I want for Father's Day?
Elon Musk.
That's right. Thank you.
The new scent.
Valerie, just had to let you get that in there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Do you want to do a line of cocoa?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it. That's good, man. Yeah,
that's some
a
good.
Now it's Friday.
Nothing like a cow.
Now it's Friday.
Yeah.
Now we're ready to rock.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready for some, ready for some virtual reality now.
Yes.
Now my nose looks like I've been in other people's business.
Yeah. We're off and running for Pride.
Is that this weekend? I should know.
No, it's a couple weeks.
Oh, wait, okay.
But we were thinking about
it was
this.
Like later in June, right?
Well, it is. But the snorting of chocolate is the latest sensation.
Well, first of all, I mean,
it's a bizarre new trend.
Thing that like every 8-year old tries that at some point.
By the way,
10-year old.
Don't do this because this is. It's a bizarre new trend in certain circles. People are snorting chocolate powder through their noses with the aid of a machine. And some
machine is involved to do that?
Well, because it's
how
pure
hard is it to snort
cocoa.
Nestle Quick?
I mean, no,
oh,
right.
Really?
Yes. Do not snort the Nestle Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
bad,
what I did
bad,
like once when
news.
I was a kid. Yeah. It's not.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's mostly sugar. It gets sticky. That's why.
Right.
It's not like I've done it. I'm just, that's.
So.
All right, but they're snorting pure.
Yes. Yeah, cocoa.
Oh, a machine. Look at that.
Cocoa. Yeah.
That is involved.
Right. And it's absolutely a thing. So they're doing tests sniffing pure chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Then they added some chili pepper, and they said that hurt a lot. Well, of course it would. I mean, are you crazy?
He's just some top-level scientist.
This is not
we
quantum.
We added some chili powder, and boy, we found that it was hotter. Wow, you guys.
And Lisa, using that grant money.
Lisa, we need you back because this is not quantum physics. The inventors finally settled on a mixture of dry mint, ginger, and chocolate and went to a hardware store for the materials to build their own chocolate snorting machine. Look, they've sold over 25,000 of these devices to people all over the world.
Is this not really here yet. States? Oh, okay, where is this?
Well, it's in Europe. It's a European thing, but it's coming our way.
Oh, it's
because it's legal. They can't stop you from snorting chocolate.
You know what else is legal in Europe? Armpit hair in women.
And prostitution.
and the two exist. You know, they, I don't know. This amazes me. It fascinates me.
Sniffing cocoa was only a matter of time.
Right,
really,
right.
You list those things up.
You know, ecstasy and those sort of things.
Does it say, like, what's the benefit? Like, how does that differ from just, you know, eating chocolate?
Because, let me see here. They're saying consuming chocolate releases the chemicals in the brain that produce feelings similar to those of an orgasm. And it can give
these
you
are
somewhat
orgasm
of a high.
Experts also,
but,
by the way.
Yeah, by the
guys
way.
Guys that build the chocolate sniffing machine are clearly pros.
They want to emphasize that the chocolate being snorted has to be pure cocoa. Okay. You can't just be sniffing Nesquik or Nestle's.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And Ovaltine is right out.
Right.
Ovaltine,
it's
no.
It's like the crack of cocoa.
And I'm just telling you this story Ovaltine. Because it's one of the number one trending things. So don't go home and, you know, snort your Nestle quick or... Chop up your razor blade out and chop up a Hershey bar.
So you need pure
cocoa.
Where do you get that? Like now, like if I just like, is it
you,
you can get like in a
go down to your spice store or something? I'm sure those
like get cocoa beans or something and then chop them up or something. I don't know.
Maybe. All you have to do is Google it.
Seems
Joe
like a
Tobin.
Lot of work. Yeah. All right.
Well, you should try this before you go on stage at Doc's lab.
Yeah, there you go. I'd like to apologize to the crowd. I did a couple of lines of pure cocoa before the show.
Okay, so basically the point in all of that is that the receptors in your nose are the number of receptors in your nose are so much more significant than what's in your mouth that it's just different. It's different. Okay.
All right.
But I can't taste it. Well, actually,
you
pure
could.
Cocoa is pretty bitter, so.
Right. Right. Putting any foreign bodies into your, including smoking cocaine or chocolate powder, is not safe and not advised. So, okay, enough. I don't want to be responsible because you OD'd on a Hershey bar.
He was so young.
I got an almond lodged in my sinus, doctor.
Yes, it
was a cocoa. I was just experimenting.
Don't snort the almond Hershey bars.
Hey, we're the trend starters in America. It'll be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah. When you were describing the recipe, I'm like, this has like...
Yes.
Midtown Oakland written all over it.
For sure.
Like the bars that make their own tonic. They'll get me started on that. But that sounds like
Soma,
one of those kind of things.
Soma craze. It's going to happen.
They're going to sell pork belly and also give you pure cocoa powder to snort.
All right. We're going from that to quantum physics to, let me tell you about this. There's a teacher who's retiring who gave students a racist test about pimps and hoes. This is an eighth grade teacher in Mobile, Alabama, named Joanne Bolzer, who's retiring. I guess she is retired now for sure. But according to at least one of her colleagues, she was well-respected in the community, but probably not as much as she used to be. We're not sure how old she is, but she looks like she's in her 60s or 70s, I suppose. But she decided to go out with a bang last Friday, giving students a math test where all the questions were about pimps, prostitutes, and drugs. Here's a reporter reading one of one of the questions. Maybe.
Dwayne is pimping for three girls. If the price is $65 for each trick, how many tricks will each girl have to turn so Dwayne can pay for his $800 per day crack habit?
Wow.
This is one time where a show I work is actually a lot more fun than it usually is.
Does anybody have the answer? Because
Dwayne is pimping for three girls. Okay. If the price is $65 for each trick, how many tricks will each girl have to turn so Dwayne can pay for his $800 per day crack habit?
It's a math test.
Carry the one.
12 okay. Or 13? 12 or 13?
Nope.
Each girl, so it's kind of tricky.
So four.
It's tricky.
Yeah, so 195.
Well, you got to get over 800, so whatever. I would say five.
You're close.
I don't know. It takes too long. We don't have that much time in the segment.
Is it just four?
I carried the one.
Is it four?
It's four. Yeah. The answer is four.
Wow.
Yeah, the other question she had was, let me see here. Tyrone knocked up four girls in the gang. There are 20 girls in his gang. What is the exact percentage of girls Tyrone knocked up?
I'm too busy dropping my jaw.
You know, standardized testing tells you so little, really. You know, it's just, it's hard.
Study for the test. I mean, that's a whole new thing. Well, I don't know. Now I got to go out and so, get myself a gang and pimps and hoes.
Yeah, Tyrone knocked up four girls in the gang. There are 20 girls in his gang. What is the exact percentage of the girls Tyrone knocked up?
Oh,
20, what is the percentage?
20%.
That's correct, Joe Tobin. Look at you, man. You're on this pimps and hoes.
If I had known there was so much math in pimping, I would have changed. I would have done that when I was good at math when I was a kid.
Joe would have been great with our guest last night. Barb. Boss.
Love Barb.
Boston.
She wrote a book called
Hookers. Hookers.
Whores. Prostitutes, whores, and housewives. Housewives and prostitutes. Anyway.
And hookers, housewives.
I'm not going to Google that on your network computer.
Whatever.
Prostates, pumpernickel, and pickup.
Anyway, as you can imagine, the students' parents were a little annoyed.
I was shocked because, like, she's a strict teacher. She was telling all of her classes that it was a joke. She was laughing along with them. It's offensive, and it's, you know, not stuff I really want my eighth grader having to learn and read about in school, whether it's a joke or not.
Very offensive. It blowed his mind to even when
wow.
He had to read the question twice to let it sink in. Are they really asking me these kind of things? I think the ball got dropped on this big time.
Oh, my
parents,
God.
Yeah, the parents are mad because, like, first of all, everyone knows Tyrone knocked up six girls in the gang, not four.
Right.
So let's at least get your facts straight.
Right.
Let's at least get the answer correct.
Yeah. It blowed
yes.
his mind.
It did blow his mind.
It blowed his mind. That's the past tense of blow.
Wow.
Blowed. It blowed his mind.
Keep that coca out of Alabama. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with Joe Tobin. When are you going to be at Doc's Lab?
Next show is July 20th. It's every other month.
July.
I know, right? Well, if everybody comes to that
one,
month
off?
It's right now. It's every other month. We're building the show, man.
Okay, right on. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham. By the way, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show. And by the way, opposites don't attract, actually. People usually marry someone who is similar.
That makes sense. I never understood the opposite attract.
Paula Abdul and MC Scott lied to us. They lied.
Oh,
they
man.
Lied.
Oh, I was not expecting an MC Scat Cat reference.
I know.
They're always
there you
welcome.
Go.
MC Scat Cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that? You must remember that.
Sure.
Surely,
yeah.
the
video.
The video with the cartoon cat. Yeah.
MC Scat Cat.
But I didn't know that was named
They lied.
MC Scat Cat.
So New York University found that opposites don't actually attract. So they lied to us. They studied 5,000 married couples and found that people tend to gravitate towards someone who's pretty similar to them. The study looked at four different traits: level of education, height, body mass index, and depression.
And really?
Yes. And they found that we usually wind
up... like hobbies?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't. Not so much. I, you know what? I have a feeling the depression thing is a subconscious thing. You probably don't even know that you're doing it. What are you doing with double headphones on?
Well, you guys have given me...
What the hell is going on with you?
You guys have given me two sets of headphones.
And neither of them work.
No, they won't. They each half work.
They each half work.
Yeah, so I've plugged them both in, and I've got the left channel.
Well, you know, we have a brand new KGO banner here in the studio that we've waited a year and a half for. So we don't have budget for that, pal.
Headphones are not tops on the shopping list.
Take a picture of
him. I already
did.
I'm going to post
it. Put it on my twatter.
I can now hear out of both ears.
Put it on my twatter, Joe Tobin.
So I have MacGyvered your studio right here.
It's awesome look. It's
really? Yeah. I just know that I can hear out of both ears now, so it's great. It's the first time I've been able to hear out of both ears.
This is a big radio station,
too. It looks like earmuffs, like the guys who are working out on the tarmac on the airports. They got those ear protectors.
I'm one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly, with the little glow stick ones.
Yeah. You could land the Trump plane with those things.
Oh, man, are we going there?
Why not?
It's the end of the point. You can't not at some point after a few minutes. Talk about it.
It gets ugly. It got ugly in San Jose.
Of course.
Really not necessary, I have to say. You know, I mean, angry. I get the whole angry middle class people. I trust me, I get it.
But was there ugliness besides the San Francisco Warriors thing? That's all I saw with that.
He called them the San Francisco Warriors.
Yeah, that's the only thing I saw.
And the San Francisco Sharks.
That would mean you're in bed with Ed Lee, and I know that's not going on. No. We don't want the San Francisco Warriors. We like them where they're at. Stay over there, please. Traffic.
Selfish. You can't. That's coming. Yeah. You can't stop that.
Well, then it will be the San Francisco Warriors.
Have they announced that they're going to change? They'll probably keep it Golden State.
No, they'll change it to San Francisco Warriors.
You do know that Oakland can actually invade San Francisco. They just come across BART and the bridge and then just shank us.
Well, good. Maybe we deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm over there
anyway.
If they're
coming on BART, they'll be late. So we have time to prepare.
I'm on Oakland's side of this game. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I wish they would stay. I feel badly for Oakland as a sports town because, like, they're losing.
They get screwed.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Their building is a mess. Like, the football team's trying to leave. The baseball team's trying to leave.
Right.
The basketball team is leaving. And they're actually, like.
Doing really well.
It's been my experience that, like, they're really great fans over there.
They are.
You know?
I have to tell you.
If the A's had one of those, like, you know, downtown old-timey ballparks in, like, Jack London Square or someplace, that place, that people would love that. It'd be filled every night.
Strange thing that you're mentioning this. I find myself watching the A's more than the Giants now on weekends.
Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah.
They're great.
And I don't know why that is. I don't know. I mean.
I love going to the games there better. I just wish for them and their fans, I wish they had a better... You know, better situation.
Well, here's the San Francisco Warriors who won last night.
Lowest scoring game of the season for Thompson and Curry combined, yet they win by 15 against the Eastern Conference champions. Warriors take game one, courtesy of their bench. The final score, Golden State 104 and Cleveland 89.
That's smart broadcasting, because that guy knows that that's the clip you're going to play as the part during the final buzzer. So he's getting that.
And you know what? It bites my ass, because this is the BS that they pull. So they had to – did you hear what they said? That was the lowest score, 104-89. That was the lowest scoring game of the season for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Oh, bite me. Well, you just had to put that on there. You know, to play to the Cavaliers and the East Coast, to say something, to be a wise ass.
What do you mean play to the Cavaliers? I want to follow you.
Well, because it's a diss.
It is a diss,
It was a diss. Listen to it again.
Lowest scoring game of the season for Thompson and Curry combined, yet they win by 15 against the Eastern Conference champions. Warriors take game one, courtesy of their bench. The final score... Golden State 104 and Cleveland 89.
It's a diss.
I don't think
sure.
We still won by 15.
I know, but he didn't have to bring up the fact that it was the lowest scoring game of the season for Steph and Klay.
It's a diss because they're basically saying, like,
it's shade.
You know,
it's throwing shade for sure.
their bench just beat you badly.
Yep.
That's what that's what he's saying.
He threw shade. Come on.
Okay.
I see shade.
Did you watch the game? Are you on board now, the basketball
team? Let's see here. No, we did a show last night.
Oh, of course.
I did not. By the way, Shaquille O'Neal was in here today.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course, that's right. Everybody's in town.
Yes, he was. He was in the Cumulus building, and he was doing his podcast with Tolbert. Then he was actually singing. Let's hear a little clip.
You guys listen to Cyndi Lauper?
No, me. Well, of course I do.
See, there you go. You're a good man.
Of course. Reaching across the land, the moon is down there without you. Black people never know the words, Tom.
I'm surprised you did. Very nice. Very nice. You could do me drop a little Girls Just Want to Have Fun on me.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
There you go. I'll be your Captain Lou Albano.
Shaquille O'Neal is amazing. I mean, he's the real guy. He's so kind. He's a gentle giant. And by the way, I have to tell you this. He's a giant.
I can't even
I've
imagine.
Never seen a man that big.
I believe he's 7 foot, right?
Yeah, 7'1", 325 pounds. What is his shoe size?
24.
24. I mean, he would not even be able to get through that door. I mean, and he's fit, by the way. It's not like he's a mess.
I'm no doctor. I think 325 is low. Because, like, he was 3 when he was playing. When he was lean and, like, you know, in, like, top
His 19-year NBA career.
Yeah,
stellar.
I mean, yeah,
stellar.
Phenomenal. I'm just saying, like, you know, he's been.
But here's the thing that I was saying. Here's
enjoying retirement. You know,
as
he should.
And I'm glad that he embraces what he is and who he is. Because if he was an introvert like David Letterman grew the beard because he doesn't want anybody, he doesn't want us to talk to him, right?
Right.
No, and he wanted to escape. And that's fine. He's an introvert. There's no way Shaquille O'Neal, if you think about this, and this is what I thought about when I saw Shaquille, I thought, there's no getting out of this. Buddy, you've got to embrace this because everywhere he goes, it's Shaq.
It's true. You can't ever hide.
You can't grow a beard. You can't put on a mask.
You can't put on a hat. Put a baseball hat and be like, that guy looks just like Shaq, except he's got a baseball hat on.
You can't hide behind a hoodie. It's not. It's just not going to work.
It's true. I hadn't thought about that. It's a very good point.
So I hope that he's happy with his Shaqness because he doesn't have any choice.
Did you see him
he's
kiss
a really great
Stephen
guy.
A. Smith on the head?
No.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was during a live broadcast. And Stephen A. Smith, if you know him at all, like he's, you know, his job is just to have loud, unfounded opinions. Whatever. It's a good job. He's good at it.
Right.
But he's on the court after the game and he's doing one of his, you know, dramatic proclamations. And he takes a pause in a sentence and out of nowhere, Shaq's head just comes down and kisses him on the side of the head and just walks out of the chair. Oh, it was great. Because Shaq's just so charming. How do you know?
He is. He's a fun guy. And he likes to have fun. By the way, Steph Curry is the king of the Apple's App Store right now with his Steph Mojis. The Steph Curry Steph Moji went on sale yesterday. It is the most popular paid app in Apple Store right now. And it's $1.99. It's actually beating the Kimmoji app. The Kim Kardashian app.
Wow.
It's good for him. I hope he rocks that.
I hope the money goes to charity or something. I hope.
Well, what does it matter?
I understand.
I mean, this guy has his Twitter account. He has 5.5 million followers. Facebook page has 6 million likes. Instagram, 11 million followers. Truly amazing stuff.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is. Oof. All right. I'm going to take a break and we'll be back. So we're going to talk about balls up. Scrotal lifts are in. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. No, I have real serious news here. I mean, honest to God, after we get to the real serious news on KGO 810, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO San Jose.